You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Canine cough is a common contagious and infectious upper respiratory disease seen in dogs, and symptoms of it are now being seen in dogs in Aotearoa. It is known as kennel cough or canine infectious tracheobronchitis. I spoke to Seton Butler from the Veterinary Council of New Zealand about canine cough. I started off by asking him to give a bit of detail on the disease.
Okay, so canine cough we describe it as a complex disease. So there are some simple diseases like measles, for example, parvovirus in dogs that are caused by a single agent, a virus. Canine cough is complex in that it's caused by a combination of viruses, bacteria, mycoplasma, and not any one of those in any particular priority that we are aware of. What it causes is a cough, a respiratory disease infection, and it's got what we call quite a high morbidity rate. Get that right, which means that quite a lot of dogs do get afflicted with it, but it is less likely to cause something as severe as death.
Yeah, so it is. It's not necessarily highly fatal. Is it quite infectious though?
Yes, it is. It is. It's spread relatively easily. So, we're all epidemiologists and scientists after the last 2 years, so we know a lot of these words. But it's generally transmitted by aerosolization of the infectious agent, whether it's the bacteria or a virus or the mycoplasma. And so dogs coughing or sneezing near each other or on each other, those sort of things. But it can be transmitted through things like water bowls, food bowls. So saliva is a not uncommon alternative way it can be transmitted. We see it. So it used to be called kennel cough because it was seen quite commonly in a boarding establishment arrangements, kennels, for example. But we also see it from dogs being at dog parks, being close to each other. We see it at doggy daycare type situations. We can even see it if a dog comes into the vet clinic and is coughing madly, and there are other dogs in the waiting room. So it is infectious, just like our recent experience with the COVID situation. That is transmitted relatively easily.
With canine cough, people are being told to be quite more noticeable of the symptoms, and there may be a potential outbreak in New Zealand?
Yeah, so we've had quite a few reports of quite significant numbers of dogs being affected. So canine cough is a reasonably seasonal condition in New Zealand. Probably most summers we have a number of cases being seen by veterinarians. It seems to be, and I'm no epidemiologist myself, although I've got a lot of experience for 2 years of COVID, but my sense is that in the winter and it's cold and rainy and windy and we just go for a walk around the block with the dog and get home and drive and sit in front of the fire, and so the dogs don't contact a lot of other dogs as much as they do over the summer. So over the summer, we've got school holidays, for example. So we've seen quite a surge over the last school holidays over the Easter break. We've also got people coming out of lockdown. So we've got lots of dogs getting out and about, going to the dog park, going to the doggy daycare because people are back at work. All those sorts of things, I think, have increased the amount of contact dogs are having with each other. Now, typically two things help us prevent two things contribute to dogs being less likely to get infected. One of which is most vaccines include a kennel cough component. So if your dog's vaccinated every year, it's probably, not always, but probably had a kennel cough component included in that. And it's probably worth checking with your veterinarian or your vet team, ring one of the nurses and just check to see if your dog's had kennel cough, if it's not clear on the vaccination record you've got. The other thing is that often when dogs are out and about a lot of the time and contacting other dogs a lot, and they're young and healthy, they often come across what we call street virus, which is a low level of this kennel cough or canine cough circulating in the population. And that builds a general immunity that sort of continues on each year. So that it's a bit like the herd immunity type thing situation. So if we're always coming across a low level of the virus in the environment, we build our own immunity. But if we go and get locked away for 2 years and come out and we haven't had that continual stimulus of virus or infectious agents over that previous 2 years, all of a sudden we come across another dog with this infection, we haven't got any immunity, and all of a sudden we're going to come down with it.
Now, what are some symptoms people should be looking out for?
So the most common symptom is obviously a cough, and with dogs that's can be quite obvious. Sometimes it actually presents as a bit of a retching, gagging type thing. So it may sound like the dog's got something stuck in its throat. There can be sneezing. Sometimes the dogs are just really off colour, not eating, may have a high temperature. And it's those dogs that we'd be more concerned about as veterinarians. So off food, depressed, and possibly having a temperature, which you might not know about, but certainly we would be checking, which might mean that there are other deeper infections being involved. So it's a wee bit like a cold or the flu for humans. We all might get it and be actually not too badly affected, but some of us are more vulnerable often. So dogs with other respiratory diseases, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, those sorts of things may be more affected. Certainly if you haven't been vaccinated, you're more likely to be affected. The vaccine can really help subdue the symptoms. But those dogs may end up with a pneumonia. And I said, it's not often fatal, but it can be, especially if you've got a vulnerable dog with other conditions and this comes in on top of it.
What would you say, or I guess what would you suggest people do if their dog does contract canine cough? Better to just go see a veterinarian straight away?
So look, that opens a couple of really important pieces, and I don't want to get down into a rabbit hole of why and wherefores, but there is, we're calling it effectively, or describing it effectively as a bit of a shortage of veterinarians. It's not different from the medical profession that don't have enough doctors and nurses to help provide human health care. The same sort of thing's happening in New Zealand with veterinarians. Long story about how that's being impacted and what's causing it, but realistically, vets are really busy, really, really busy. We've seen an uptick in the number of pet owners in the country, and a shortage of veterinarians with an increase in the number of clients or patients means that they're often really, really busy. So if you've got a dog with symptoms, first of all, I'd check in with the team at the vet clinic, but I wouldn't necessarily rush down and be knocking on the door at 7:30 in the morning, unless, of course, your dog's got really significant symptoms and is noticeably unwell. You may get some good advice from your vet team. They may decide that they want to see you, which is great, and some clinics have got lots of resources. I guess what I'm really sort of getting at is some clinics may be prioritising care based on what resources they've got and how severe and sick your dog is. And if I was rang my vet, if I rang a vet and said, look, I've got a healthy dog, fully vaccinated, he seems to have a wee bit of a cough, eating fine, nothing else wrong with him, I'd probably expect him to say to me, oh, well, look, keep a good close eye on it, maybe give us a call in a couple of days. If you've got any concerns at all, ring us back, but it may just pass. Versus if I had a little old dog that had really, really trouble breathing, wasn't eating, seemed depressed, I'd expect them to be telling me, well, I think we need to fit you in. Let's see what we can get you into see the vet. And so I guess it's more about, one, checking in with your vet, but it may be good advice rather than necessarily rushing down, but it'll depend on the symptoms and on their ability to prioritise your care.
That was Seton Butler from the Veterinary Council of New Zealand speaking about canine cough.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.